Sorry, I don't know, I'm late, you know what this is.
He stopped, it's right over the hour.
Oh, yeah, well, their events are, yeah.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's keep going. Thank you for coming today. This is the full council meeting of Monday, the 9th of February 2026. So I go one on our agenda, so apologies for absence.
Councillor Nash and Councillor Aegis.
Thank you. Item two is declarations of interest. Does anyone have any?
No.
No, okay. Item three, approval of minutes, approved record meeting of the council held on the 12th of January 26. Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Okay, item four is committees. 4-1, council to note the minutes of the following committees. The Planning and Infrastructure Committee of the 28th of January.
Yeah.
Yep.
Upcoming meetings, Environment and Open Spaces on the 11th of February. Planning and Infrastructure on the 18th. Personnel on the 25th, followed by Finance, Policy and Appointments, the same night. Four point three, councillors to agree a date for the village emergency stroke resilience group to meet. David,
assuming it's the same people, I would suggest we email and compare diaries.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone's happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, item five is finance. 5.1, councillors to receive and resolve to agree the payments made in January. And note bank statements, bank reconciliations for January, and agree that the clerk has approval to pay any accounts due before the next meeting.
You're
yes.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. 5.2, AGAR, assertion 10. This is important, folks. Councillors to note the updated report from the clerk. Councillors to receive training information on council and councillors' responsibilities with regard to data protection and information on training courses available. And you see there's a link there. This is important because it's a requirement for the AGAR form. Do you want to say any more, Nikki?
It's a new requirement for 2026, and we are compliant, but one of those points that we need to meet is that councillors are aware of their responsibilities for data protection. I've printed you all a training leaflet for that, but there are courses available, so if you want to contact me in the office, I can arrange any for you.
Thank you very much.
Something?
Point? Yes, sorry, Steve.
I've received data protection training through working for South End City Council. Would that count, or does it need to be councillor specific?
I don't think it needs to be councillor specific, no, as long as you're aware of your responsibilities, which I've outlined for you within your role as a councillor.
Yes.
And that you understand data protection as a whole.
Understood. I will go back and have a look at the leaflet and the training I've received, which I think is in the last few months, because they're very hot on that in my council. I will forward that evidence.
Thank you.
That helps. Yeah.
These little nimble courses are all via Zoom, so they're very easy to attend.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, lovely, thank you. Next point is councillors know that the clerk has completed the general data protection training in 2025. So duly noted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Councillors note full compliance with Transparency Code 2018 as per assertion 10. I think Nikki's referred to. So moving on, 5.3. Councillors note the section 137 sum agreed for 2026-27 by the Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, applicable to local parish and town councils in England in accordance with Schedule 12B of the Local Government Act 1972, a long mouthful.
I do apologise.
It's £11.60. This item is for noting only, as Holbridge Parish Council holds the general power of confidence. But if we didn't, it would be £11.60 per head. So 5.4, councillors to note the transfer of £10,000 from the CCLA account to the Unity account. Everybody okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lovely, thank you. Item 6, public participation. Unfortunately tonight, we don't have anyone, but we do have our counting and district councillor. So, did you want to fill us in on anything?
What I'll do is I'll just give you a quick update on some of the items which are going through the district and the county, and I'm happy if anyone's got anything I've missed or anyone wants to ask a question, I'm happy to either try and answer that now or take it away and come back to you. I think the big one at the moment is the local plan, or the new local plan, which is going for another Regulation 18 consultation, which started today. That's available on the council's website. I think you should have had a copy, is that right, Nicola?
We have had a copy.
That's good. The district council are holding a consultation at the community centre on the 23rd of this month, February. That's between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Which is probably better than some of the other places which are completely during working hours. I've already also arranged, as I always do with Stuart and Tracy, we've arranged to do another session at the community centre as well, which the council have agreed to provide us with all the plans and any documents we need as well, and that'll be on the 28th, which is Saturday the 28th, which might be more convenient for some people to come to. It won't be any different, there's no different information, it would be the same information, but we just have given ourselves that opportunity to do that.
What time would that be? On the 28th, what time would that be?
9 till 12.
9 till 12, thank you.
Sorry for interrupting.
And could I ask how that information is being put out there so people know about it?
I'll be putting it out tomorrow on Facebook. I haven't got time to do leaflets, but hopefully word of mouth will get around.
Thank you.
So that's that one. Next big thing is local government reorganisation. As you probably saw, Councillor Bentley's attempt to cancel elections failed, so county council elections will take place on the 7th of May now. And with regard to local government reorganisation, that may or may not be a problem, we don't know yet. The announcement will be made of what option has been chosen, either the 3 or the 5, or potentially either of the 4s, will be done in the middle of May, so in about a month's time we'll know what type of unitary we'll be in, either with Castle Point, Southend and ourselves, or perhaps Basildon and Thurrock. It's, most people seem to regard it as quite unlikely it would be anything other than those two. So we'll be doing that. Linked to that, obviously, is the governance consultation around parish councils. I think, Nicola, have you been invited to meetings regarding that? I know they are holding some.
We have had community governance meetings, yes.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it would affect Holbridge too much, but potentially they're talking about merging some councils. Some are tiny, like Barling has 120 residents, for instance, as parish council. It's possibly seen that he can't really do very much with that many people. That's that. Doctor's surgery application has got in planning. There are some issues around that with car parking, so all I've done is requested a site visit for that for when it goes to committee, but we obviously don't know when that's going to go to committee yet, because there's a few neighbours which it would affect, because obviously the building there was given temporary permission originally, not permanent. So what was given may not have been accepted in the long term, but could have been seen as acceptable in the short term. So there could be issues. Not that it won't be done, but just some issues around that.
The way I see it, Michael, is that there's more than adequate parking there now at the the new surgery that's it, than there is here.
Because the issue isn't around that. The issue is around it's very close to houses.
It
wasn't meant to be, that's all.
But
it won't not go ahead, but it's just the issues around the parking, and there's more spaces there than they'll give them permission for.
I mean,
it meets the criteria.
Yeah, I can understand that, but if there was something that sort of stopped it progressing, I mean, the Wolseley estate hasn't got anything, has it?
What do you mean?
Well, there's no doctor surgery on the Wolseley estate.
It's Holbridge, isn't it? It's not.
No, but what I'm saying is that then we would be expected to take more and more people in this area.
But we're expected to take people from everywhere anyway.
I agree with you, but obviously we've been held back, you know, with the Wolseley estate as the way it is at the moment, because they're not going to, NHS are not going to put money into that to build in a big sort of unit there for like doctors and the surgery there, are they?
Paul, you're going on to the point there, I think if something you want to take up, then we should do
it. There's just issues about where the parking is,
yeah,
and the number of spaces, because it's only given permission for 10 and it has 12.
Yeah.
But no one really objected because it's temporary. So there could be around that, that's all.
Michael, could I just make a suggestion on that? We could always make it into 10, but making a couple of those spaces into disabled parking.
Yeah, that's not the issue. It's
I was just thinking of ways that we can...
Yeah, houses that it should ought to be, that's all. But it should be a problem to solve. It's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
How long do you want me to talk about cadent for?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I was going to try and find out today if they're going to finish on Friday. I can't see them finish on Friday. They filled up some of the holes on Lower Road, but the hole on Ferry Road seems to get bigger and bigger.
Mm.
Deeper and deeper. So I didn't manage that today, but I'll do that tomorrow to see what's happening there. I don't know if you've had anything back about Cadet and what they're doing.
No, they don't inform us.
If you do hear anything, would you be kind enough?
Yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah, well,
Can I ask what's happening about footpath number 9? Because it's part of the Millennium Walk.
That's, yeah,
it's sort of central to the development of the three. Yeah. Crouch Valley, although apparently that's gone into abeyance, but way back in the day when I was the leader of the Labour Group on the District Council, we managed to get the funding to do the Kendall Park flood defences. I mean, it's becoming imperative that something is done, and from what I understand, it's sort of getting pushed from pillar to post and no one's taking on the responsibility of doing it. What chances have we got of getting the District Council to actually fund it?
None. So, footpath one was actually next on the list. Absolutely no one wants to know. I've spoken to Stuart Wilson about this as well, and Tracy, and we have all done bits. I spoke to Crouch Harbour, I spoke to Essex. Both myself and Stuart spoke to the Environment Agency. Tracy has also spoken to the Environment Agency, I believe. And we've also spoken to the District Council. No one wants to know. I think I've spoken to Councillor White about this as well.
Yeah.
My conclusion at the moment is, my idea was to try and get everyone together, and maybe at least two or three of them might have turned up. But I think the key at the moment, from what everyone is saying to us, is to engage with Alfred Best, who owns Crouch, though not Alfred Best because he lives in Monaco, but the company, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
What, the owners of the Crouch
is in the camera.
Yeah, Wildcrest. Mm. So to engage with Wildcrest, because the people who don't want to know about it, like the Environment Agency in Essex and Crouch Harbour, saying that it's technically on land owned by Wildcrest. They don't own it, is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And Wildcrest should have the interest in it because they'll be losing land, their land eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who we should be engaging. So I'm going to engage. So myself, Stuart Tracy, will be writing to Wildcrest asking them to meet. We'll copy Nicola Reed again to that email, and then hopefully we'll get meeting with them and meeting with the other organisations as well.
Can I come back and just briefly? Because Yes, I mean, the current erosion there is bad enough, but what we're actually looking at is the possible collapse of the revetment by the anchor in. Because when we actually had a site visit and looked at what was going on there, apparently there's a big cavity behind the wall, and that could force a... We're in grave danger of losing the whole expanse of the footpath unless something's done urgently.
And again, that would be, as I'm repeatedly told, if it's by the anchor, it'd be the anchor's responsibility because they'll lose their garden and presumably the yacht club. The legality around this is that Essex do not own the footpath. It's not, all it is a public right of way over private land, is what they say. Crouch Harbour say they do not own it. Essex do not own it. Rochford do not own it. So,
and the Environment Agency
it's too small for the Environment Agency. It's not a flood area. It's not. They would act if there was a sea wall and that was collapsing, it would lead to flooding in the area, as they did further down near Brandy Hole, where they did lots of work on the seawall there. They'll do that, but they won't do work where it's a collapsed footpath, which isn't going to make flooding worse. There'll be an email coming from myself, Stuart and Tracy on that one.
Could I just ask, this is something perhaps you could do. I understand that the areas that are across the footpath, people are just moving them aside. Is it possible you could speak to Essex and get something a bit more substantial to stop people?
I can speak to Essex on that, yes.
Yeah, lovely, thank you.
Yeah.
Paul, quickly, and then we need to let Gary Boy move.
I spoke with a friend of mine from the Ramblers Association. He lives in Grays. He deals a lot with the footpath, the actual Thames footpath and everything else. He's been very much involved with that. He told me to email the Ramblers, which I have done. That was some days ago, but the report that came from Essex County Council that Nicholas sent, the report which is the coastal report, I read through the report there, and I've got to say, I was a bit taken back that it wasn't mentioned at that meeting on the December the 20th, it was in December the meeting, Mike Steptoe had not mentioned anything. I read the whole report right the way through.
I don't know what meeting you mean.
Well, it's to do with the community coastal thing and everything else. It's all to do with that. It's connected with the Environment Agency. It's connected with like the all the waterways in Essex and so forth, as well as further up. Mike Steptoe, who was there, right, at the meeting, never mentioned any of that, and I'm sure that he would have been aware of it. So I've actually emailed Nikki Spur, who she deals with all the agendas and everything else, and I've asked her why, on two counts, because that footpath 9 serves the actual recreation ground, right? The only other access is via Paul's Lane, which is can be quite dangerous for the youngsters and as well as adults because of the narrowness of the lane. And I've also put in there regarding the, we've actually asked for signage to go up there regarding the road, the narrowness of the road and all that, and so forth as such, what I put in my email to.
What date was the meeting you're talking about? Okay, so I'll forward the details,
It's all there, you know, the document.
I'll forward that to you.
Okay.
Presumably it's an Essex meeting.
Yeah, it was an Essex meeting, and I would have thought, because it's Wallasey Island, it's everybody who's involved on our side, but it seems that more's being done the north side of the river than there is our side.
Okay, would you like to carry on, please?
Yeah, okay, so I'll do it. If someone can forward me that, that'd be great, and I can follow that one up. Just a small thing, I was getting very confused about a resident emailing about when the roundabout Frey Road cover, Kingsway Frey Road cover was built, which I then got for her, and I think I met her at one of these meetings, without realising actually she was talking about white lines on the entrance to Kingsway to make it more apparent that it's a four-way roundabout. So I'll be dealing with that. We have the council budget on the 17th of next month, of next week for the district council. And this Thursday at Essex, we have the county council budget. Probably most relevant here would probably be, most people here would go through Fair Glen interchange. That's been pushed back to 2030. And the funding appears to be cut from 27 million to 4.5 million.
Yeah.
So it would appear that Essex are going to put the onus on the new unitary to find the funding for that. It would appear that the government funding, 15 million, is still in place, but it looks like that's going to be cut. Got no idea how that's going to work. Libraries have got a further, cut, we think, not in hours or staffing, but yeah, from what we can work out, it appears people are being charged to reserve books now. And also they're going to save about £10,000 by not accepting cash anymore in the library. And there's about a £165 million black hole in the SEND budget, which is written in there. That's that. I must admit I've not checked this yet, but the trees which died in the recreation ground are being replaced. I don't think they've done it yet.
No.
I think they should be doing that this year. That's all funded. And I did do a tour of Holbyshire Hockley with Councillor Cunningham, showing them a few of the problems. I'm assured that they're going to do some work, but the main problem is Councillor Cunningham is no longer highways, and he's being replaced. So I've got to probably go back to Councillor Platt, who is the new highways one, to do that. And then obviously we have elections, and goodness knows what will happen in May. Who will be there or who won't be?
Councillor Hoyt, sorry, is there much more on your report? Because we're running. We're running close to the 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's it.
Thank you very much for coming along this evening and giving us those bits of information. Appreciate that you can't always get here because of other commitments. Is it possible if you can't make it, you could let us have a written report?
I normally try to, but sometimes I can't.
And perhaps if you can't make it in person, perhaps one of your colleagues could come from the district perspective.
Yeah, they're now aware of it. I'm not sure when PERDA kicks in. Can we make your next meeting? I'm not sure. I might have to do the Hockley one, that's all.
Okay, they're all on the same night. A written report, and then I can circulate that to members so they can be updated that way.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I
speak to Stuart?
Just
one last question, please, because we need to move on.
Just very quick. There has been, I've read the white paper, government white paper, and there has been £10 billion allocated for the likes of river, coastal defence and so forth by the government.
Okay. I'm sure Councillor Hoyle will note that.
Yeah, it's not coastal defence, it's the problem for the hospital.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hoyle, once again. Item 8, Chair and Clerk's report. I don't have a lot to report. Firstly, I was hoping to go to the Holocaust Memorial event recently, but unfortunately, at the 11th hour, I had another commitment, which I didn't even have time to have somebody to deputise for me. So unfortunately, I missed that. Last week, Jane and I attended a meeting at Rora's Parish Council. Just to see what they do. It was quite interesting. They have similar problems to what we have, which you would have expected, but also it's comforting to know. One thing which they brought up, which I haven't had time to mention to Nikki, but she's hearing it for the first time, is that they're looking to do first aid courses aimed at youngsters, so what was it, from 11 to 14, sort of age?
No, it's older than that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Young teenagers.
Young teenagers, 20s, I think. And obviously I say, well, if they get them off the ground, would they let Nicky know? We might be able to publicise that around our parish. I think that's it for now. There are other items on the agenda, but we'll come to them. Did you have anything?
No.
Okay. So, item 9, village security and security patrol. Councillors to discuss and note monthly reports from S-type security. I see, I believe, a caravan that was dumped is still there.
It is. I've spoken with the developers. The developers have said that it's their responsibility to remove it, and that that is in the process. So I will keep following up on that until it is removed.
Mm. Did anybody else have anything to say on the reports?
No.
Okay. Councillors to receive information regarding electric scooters causing damage in Kendall Park and to consider and agree whether S-Type may erect a wildlife camera in the affected area as a deterrent.
That's only if this continues. We've had two instances just recently where they've been using the central part of Kendall Park as jumps and it's churning up all the grass and destroying the saplings in there. So we didn't know if a wildlife camera might be a bit of a deterrent. So if I just wanted the council to agree, we need to move that on that.
Can I have clarification on what it means, wildlife camera? Is it that it's a wildlife camera, but the fact that it's a camera, it would deter people doing it? Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm understanding?
It's exactly that. We could then just put a sign there saying that the wildlife camera.
I think I understand. Thank you.
If it's being done elsewhere, whether
look, I suspected that was the case. I just wondered whether there was any sort of euphemistic or some other sort of factual. Yeah. Thank you.
It's just a different form of wildlife.
Yeah,
different form of
maybe.
Wildlife.
Yeah.
Indeed. Right. Okay. Item 10: open spaces. Councillors to note the reshelling of footpaths in Kendall Park was completed successfully and on budget in January. I saw the lads doing a bit of shoveling myself.
They did that in awful weather.
Can I assume that we are expressing our thanks through this esteemed
indeed,
body?
I think we would all support that, would we not?
Yeah. Especially with the weather thing.
Their coat pockets filled up with water. That wet.
Okay, 10.2, councillors to note, schedule works in Paul Lane car park will commence on the 16th of February. Councillors to further note, new signs will replace the existing signs to deter overnight parking.
If I might just add a little bit to this, the scheduled works are for the exit ramp in Paul's Lane car park. We need to close the car park in order for the concrete to set, so we can't have anyone drive over that, and obviously you can't have people driving in and out of the entrance, so that's why we've had to close it. We're trying to maximise what we can do whilst it's closed, so the drains are all going to be blown out by the district council for us. And we're going to do other maintenance work in there to get that done, and we'll reopen it as soon as we can. With regard to overnight parking, we're seeing more and more people just using it as long-term parking in Paul's Lane. So we thought if maybe the signage was a little clearer, because they're quite faded, the signs, so they're going to be yellow and a little bit more standouty, to see if that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Item 11, policies. Procedures stroke leases. Councillors to review and agree the following. Disciplinary and capability policy, which has recently been amended.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody happy with that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Scheme of delegation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Safeguarding policy.
Yep.
Everybody's happy?
Yeah.
Thank you. So item 12, representatives on outside bodies. Councillors to receive any reports from the forum to whom the parish council has made representation. Firstly, to note that the Crouch Valley Coastal Committee was dissolved at their AGM on the 11th of November 2025. Okay. A Holbridge Community Association.
Yes. The AGM is on Friday, which I will attend, and then I'll report back if there's anything that is of interest, let's say, and the preschool, they, over the half-term break, which is next week, they're refurbishing the children's garden. So I have told them, you do know that the car park is closed, so, you know, the workmen are obviously going to have to go down the side, aren't they, and everything else. Preparation for the children when they transfer to school. It's all good.
Excellent, good. Windermere Centre?
Yeah, I spoke to Linda Sanford this morning. She's getting together the list of events for this year, and she hopes to have it by Wednesday, so I'll forward it across as soon as I can. They've arranged a Cockney sing-along on the 28th of February, 3 to 7, if anyone feels that they'd like to come along and sing. That's it. Everything's going well at the moment.
Good. Rochford 100?
Right, I'll just read out the applicable bits from the minutes that I've got here. Right, hang on. Okay. So, with regard of Essex Association of Local Councils with the situation with the LGR, what Essex Association and Local Councils are doing, rather than backing any particular option, they're trying to fight the corner of the parish and the town councils within Essex. So that's what they're going to focus on, to try and, as far as possible, make sure that town and parish councils are sort of represented, and that to try and ensure that town and parish councils get engagement and representation within whatever happens within the unitaries. Because they set up these area committees, then one of the things that needs to be ensured is that town and parish councils get seats on these committees, rather than them just going to various unitary councils, or whatever they're going to be called, and other organisations, and for us to get squeezed out. So that's what they're looking at, rather than focusing on which option to go for. Okay. And also, interestingly enough, I could talk about some of this stuff, because it's not going to overlap what Councillor Hoy was talking about. One of the things that, from a district point of view in this upcoming consultation, is that where we've got this talk of grey belt, and a lot of it is very ambiguous, a lot of the language, and with these government guidelines, I'm sure Councillor Hoy is probably thinking along the same lines, that they're putting out all these guidelines, and a lot of it is up to interpretation. And so until some of these cases end up going to appeals and what have you, there's not going to be a clear definition around. We had a discussion in one of the planning committees recently over what is considered severe with traffic. So that's what we're up against. So it is relevant to this parish that, where they're having all these, wanting us to put 15,000 houses within the district, which I don't think anybody who actually lives within the district thinks that the district could accommodate another 15,000 houses without, well, not that, even if we desired them, we'd still have to have significant upgrades in all the infrastructure, which, as we know, you get promised it and it doesn't happen for various reasons, with just the doctor's surgery being a case in point. That planning application was agreed to in 2016, here we are in 2026, still having our fingers crossed as to having updates to the surgery. So it's going to take, even at the best case scenario, it's still going to take 10 years between that planning application being agreed and there being a doctor's surgery. And now, as I said, we've got all this ambiguous stuff around all sorts of other things. Now, Councillor Steptoe talked about school parking. So there's going to be school parking, illegal parking legislation, which is pending a second reading in Parliament. However, it's noted that there is a lack of police funding to enforce any new regulations. It mentions that some of this, I'm just looking through this because some of this, Councillor Hoy has already mentioned, so there's no point in...
Do you have a copy of those minutes? Because I've not been sent through, because I can then circulate them.
I'll do that. It's just in case anybody wanted to ask. So the community safety, I'm only reading the bits that are relevant to Holbridge. Community safety partnership was to, we got the officer down from RDC on that. And so they're sort of producing an action plan. And work is currently being undertaken on addressing social behaviour with other agencies working with domestic abuse, drug offences and knife crime. The police have worked hard to reduce the number of car thefts within the district, resulting in arrests being made. Work is also being undertaken to address vehicle nuisance and illegal racing on Cherry Orchard and A1245 via Public Spaces Protection Order. So that's another thing that's going through. And Paul Brace also advised that relationships are being built with the new chief inspector and their team and asked for any issues to be reported to him so they can be fed back. So that's... and there's a bit about the airport, but that's not totally relevant to Holbridge. So I've just kept it, I've gone through the minutes, pulled out the bits that are relevant to Holbridge. But if anybody's got any questions, then...
I think Paul had a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an example. Havering Borough Council now have cameras sighted near schools around Havering, which is quite a big area. And anybody parking close to the primary, secondary schools and all the rest of them, they're picked up on camera now. So you don't really need police there. The cameras do the work for you because it's all AI. It's all AI, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that, Angelina. Holbridge Library, Sarah's not here. Riverside Primary School. Police Security Neighbourhood Watch, David.
Yes, I attended the recent meeting at the co-op. In fact, I was the only one that did attend it. I did submit a report which was circulated to all councillors just after the last meeting. Okay. There's a new chief inspector who's replaced Paul Hogben, who's now Rhonda Basildon, and I think it might be an idea if at some stage, although noting Angelina's comments about making him aware of things, I think it would be useful to have a meeting with him, as we did with his predecessor. One thing that the police did comment on is that a lot of things can be reported online, and if no action is taken, statistically they can say if lots of people report it, they might do something about it. But unfortunately, some people can't access the internet, elderly people, which is an issue which I think has been mentioned in the previous correspondence. The other thing is the Police Fire Crime Commissioner, Roger Hurst, has announced that the council tax precept for fire and police is to be increased this year. However, notwithstanding this, there's a proposal that in the order of 100 staff may be made redundant and several police officers assigned to other duties. What we need to establish from the police is what impact that will have on the little policing we get now. In addition to that, there is a ploy by central government to merge police forces, which might even make the situation worse. But there's lots of other comments. I will send a supplementary report to save going forward with now.
Yeah,
that's very kind. Thank you. Take some of those points, definitely. Right, Riverside Medical Centre, obviously we've heard about the application.
Nothing, the only other thing is Martin's hoping to have a PPG meeting towards the end of March, certainly before Easter.
Thank you, that's good. Right, transport. Councillors to note the outcome of the local bus consultation 2025, and there's obviously a link there. Confess I haven't looked at it yet.
No.
Nobody has.
Yeah. I did read it.
Is it anything pertinent to us?
I just will need to read it again, Kevin, I'm afraid.
Okay. Perhaps if there is, we'll bring it up as an item next time. Yes.
Can I just say on the transport issue, I haven't read that, I'm ashamed to say either yet. But Nikki and I were, well, Nikki emailed the lady, we heard from, I can't think what it's called, it's like a consultation for elderly people.
Elderly and disabled people,
yeah. That's
they use
right.
public transport and how they access it. But she was really very helpful because the survey is online. Which a lot of people can't access, but she provided us with printed copies and she also offered to come down and speak with people, so that's something we could maybe arrange.
Yeah, so we can have a look at that, because I think that might be really helpful for a lot of people here.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. Finally, item I, parish councillors.
I was going to just give a mention to today. I went to the funeral for our former parish councillor here, Martin Hodson. He also ran a company called Peak Security, and he was very much involved in other community things. He was involved with the Chamber of Trade and the Rotary, so he was very much somebody who was hands-on. And he did it when he was with us. He did a lot of work with our Christmas lights. So I just wanted to give him a mention. And also, sadly, I found out recently that we lost our former colleague, Jeff Angus, as well, who was on this parish council for a long time. And he also served as a district councillor alongside Councillor Flack.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I've got something to say, but has anybody else got anything? I just wanted to say that Joan and I attended the Rayleigh Club to see their presentation about the 200 plus homes they've got proposed there. They did say to us, the people there, Chelgate, said that they had fewer people attend than they were expecting. I don't know if any other councillors
may have. Yeah, we went. I attended it. It was quite a number when I was there, like, you know. I think there was a few people there moaning because they were saying there's a number of houses. There's a new block of houses in Rayleigh, which is up by the church, trying to think, along the Hockley Road there, which have not been sold. And they said, why do they need to build any more houses around there when there's houses still up for sale, not being sold? But
yeah,
the actual 200 houses that they proposed there, they've actually, I think the one good thing that's come out of it, they've said that they're reinvesting it, because obviously they're moving the actual golf range, they're moving it to a right angle so it faces up the hill of the golf course, but they're reinvesting £3 million into like new facilities down there, as well as they will be employing more people. So, in one way, it's a bonus for people living in the area, like employment as such. 200 houses is less than across the road, 500, as well as the other development, which runs up alongside the Mallions development, which could happen, which would be about 650 houses. You know,
I think what we have to bear in mind is that the Lombard's Farm development, forgetting about the other one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you add it, it's literally more or less across the road, that's 700.
Yeah, if both of them go ahead.
The thing that, I mean, I don't know if other councillors want to contribute in a moment, but what I noticed when we spoke to them, the people, when Jane and I were there, there were people from, what was the name of that road? Queen Anne's.
The road back
to the road. Yeah. They were not happy bunnies.
No.
Nor were the people. Apparently, the access road is going to be directly opposite two houses.
Yeah.
And the people there admitted that they'd had grief from the owners there.
Yeah.
But when I started to tackle them about, what about, infrastructure, roads, oh, that's Essex Highways' problem.
Mm-hmm.
If it, what about the, water, sewage, oh, that's Anglian Water's problem.
Yeah.
It was everybody else's problem except theirs. I mean, I wasn't shocked to hear that, but that was a contribution. I don't know, did anybody else want
Can I make an observation about consultation? My view on consultation is, in most cases, any comments are ignored. If anybody whinges afterwards, they say, well, you were consulted.
Yeah,
that is a general point, but perhaps I'll mention something about the consultation in a minute. Jackie?
No, I didn't have anything to say. I was agreeing with you.
Mm. One last thing. The 15,000 houses that they intend building, for each one of those houses will create waste. It works out at £42 million of waste that's got to be dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, the whole issue is big infrastructure issues, whichever way you look at it.
Mm. Yeah.
Sort of the last thing I would say with regards to the consultation is that I don't know if you took away a paper.
Yes, I did.
I don't know if you've filled it in yet.
No, I was wondering whether we were going to discuss it a bit more before I did that.
Well, the thing is, obviously, you've got to, you have your own views on whether you think it should go ahead or not. But what they explained to us, and if they've said this to you, I apologise, but there was a lady there who was quite agitated because she had the questionnaire. She said, there's nothing here that says I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
And what they explained is that she should fill in five, wasn't it? The one on the end. Was it one to five questions?
No, I can't remember the numbers. They said if you don't fill it in...
Yeah, it's not counted.
Yeah, if you don't fill in any of the boxes, it won't count.
Yeah, but may I?
But I got an email today acknowledging that I've been there. Did you?
Yeah, on the other one.
Yes. If you see here, and both of you have got them... You see across here, which of the following features of the club proposed development are most important to you? Please rank each, with one being very important and five being not important. So what they were saying is that, as we've already said, if you don't fill it in or just say, I don't want it, it won't count.
No.
You should fill in number five.
Yeah.
Right. And you could put something in here, in the box. And they say obviously you're limited if you've got a paper copy to what you could put in there. If you want to put more, then I don't want this. So you're probably better off doing the online version if you can. Those were the main points really, I think. They said quite emphatically, if you don't fill it in, don't contribute, it won't count.
It's a very cleverly written consultation.
Of course. Yeah. So, thank you. So, I do think I would encourage you, if you've got them, to fill it in either online or paper copy. Mm. I think we will be discussing in a bit more detail at our planning meeting next week.
Yeah.
We'll no doubt do a council response. But obviously, individuals, I would encourage you to respond where you can. Okay, if there's nothing else, then I'll just say the next parish council meeting will be Monday the 9th of March, 7:30 here at the Windermere Centre. Should you have any items that you want included on that agenda, could you please let the office know at least 10 working days before that meeting? I declare the meeting closed. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I just say, every one of the planning applications you've just mentioned are speculative applications, and the consultation you're talking about is purely for the purpose of shell date. It's not a council. It would appear from, I think Angela would know this, is that from the transport assessment.